I'm going to call the meeting order. First item is the approval of the agenda. Ms. Cornwell, any change to the agenda?
Staff would note that you can remove approval of the December 21st minutes. We should have them ready for the next meeting.
Okay.
So moved for approval.
As amended?
Yes.
Second.
We have a motion to approve the agenda as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. First old business item is subdivision 2017-15, Kindleton.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2017-15, Kindleton, based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application is located on a site where subdivision 2007-8 was previously approved for 92 lots. That prior subdivision was never constructed and the approval expired. This application is very similar to the prior approval, although there are fewer lots in the current application. Two, the applicant is seeking approval of a subdivision within the environmentally sensitive developing area and the AR1 zoning district. The applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. Three, the proposed subdivision will have no more than 90 lots on 49.37 acres. This results in a density that is within the maximum density permitted in the AR1 zone. Four, this subdivision will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or area roadways. Five, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Six, the subdivision contains approximately 20.32 acres of open space, which is approximately 41% of the site. Part of this open space will include 13 acres of existing woodlands that will be preserved. Seven, the project will be served by a central water and sewer. Eight, the development complies with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan as a low-density single-family dwelling subdivision. Nine, this preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 90 lots within the subdivision. B, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex County Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and settlement control facilities. D, a forested or landscape buffer of at least 20 feet in depth shall be installed along the entire perimeter of the project. A 30-foot wide agricultural buffer shall be installed along any common boundary with lands used for agricultural purpose. The final site plan shall contain the landscape plan for all of these areas. E, the subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system. F, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. G, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. H, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. I, deliveries of dirt, fill, or other similar materials shall only be made to or from the site between the hours of 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. J, there shall be vehicle interconnectivity available between this subdivision and the property to the east in the event it is ever developed. This can be limited to emergency use only. There shall also be an entrance area set aside for vehicle access along Cedar Grove Road for emergency use or in the event that the entrance along Robinsonville Road is inaccessible. These areas shall be shown on the final site plan. K, the developer shall complete all amenities within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit. L, the final site plan shall indicate all forested areas that will be preserved. M, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. N, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commissioner. Mr. Chairman, that is my motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve subdivision 2017-15 Kendleton. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Let the record note that the chairman recused himself. I was not at the public hearing. Motion carries 3-0. The next item is conditional use number 2110, Gall Venture Group, LLC, care of John Gall.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CU 2110 for Gall Venture Group, LLC, care of John Gall, for a house construction and sales business based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site was previously approved with a conditional use for a lamp store as conditional use number 1659. That conditional use occurred within the existing structure on the site, which was formerly a residential dwelling. The applicant intends to use the same residential style structure for an office for its home construction business. Three, the applicant has stated that it builds homes within existing subdivisions and that this site will only be for sales and office use and not for storage of construction materials or equipment. Four, the proposed use will not generate a significant amount of traffic and it will not have any adverse effect on area roadways. Five, the proposed use is very limited in nature within the existing residential style structure and it will not have any adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Seven, as permitted as part of CU 1659, parking is permitted within the front yard setback. However, sufficient space shall be set aside for parking elsewhere on the property in the event that Route 24 is widened at some point. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to an office for home construction sales within the existing structure. Home construction and sales within the existing structure. B, no outside storage of construction materials or equipment shall be permitted on the site. C, one lighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not exceed 32 square feet per side. D, the applicant shall comply with any DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. E, parking shall be permitted in the front yard setback. In addition, sufficient space shall be set aside for parking elsewhere on the property in the event that Route 24 is widened at some point. F, failure to comply with these conditions shall result in the revocation of the conditional use approval. G, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that is my motion.
Second.
We have a motion and second to recommend approval of conditional use number 2110, Gall Venture Group, LLC, care of John Gall. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, the record showed that the chairman recused himself from the vote. I did not attend the public hearing. The next item is conditional use number 2111, Michael Maltzelius.
Mr. Chairman, with regard to conditional use 2111, Michael Maltzelius, I move for deferral for further consideration.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to defer action for further consideration by the commission on conditional use number 2111, Michael Maltzelius. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Our next item is conditional use number 2112, Mitchell Family Limited Partnership.
Mr. Chairman, regarding conditional use number 2112, Mitchell Family Limited Partnership, I move to defer action.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to defer action on conditional use number 2112, Mitchell Family Limited Partnership. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. That's the last of our old business items. It's time for our public hearings. Our counsel to my left and your right has some words of wisdom on how we run our meetings and how we require you to conduct yourselves. Mr. Roberts.
Thank you, Mr. Ross. This is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the voting on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the direction of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come up to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We do ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman also has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. Also during these proceedings, Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. During the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission, and individuals supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.